Cullen, a couple moves by the Saints today.
And
one trade. The Saints acquired defensive tackle John Ridgeway III. He started out at Illinois State and finished up at Arkansas. He was with the Washington Commanders for a couple years. He was a fifth-round pick in 2022 of the Cowboys. They released him, and then the Commanders picked him up. And he knew his job there, stop the run. And so the Saints gave up a sixth-round pick for Ridgeway, and in return got Ridgeway and a seventh-round pick in 2025. So basically you just – it was a sixth for a seventh-round pick, and Ridgeway thrown into the mix there. He's a big run stuffer, a six-foot-five-plus guy, over 320 pounds. And I can tell you who really kind of banged the drum on this, and that's Todd Grantham, the Saints defensive line coach. Todd's been a longtime SEC coach, and he had to go up against Ridgeway a couple times, and he's a difference maker in stopping the run. So you get a bit piece brought in with Colin Saunders, not knowing exactly when he would return back to the lineup. They made that move to pick up Ridgeway, and what they did is swing Kendall Vickers, who had made the original 53 man squad. Now he is on the Saints practice squad, and the Saints claimed off waivers from the Minnesota Vikings, a guy I saw a lot in college from Iowa State. He was a 2021, fourth round pick,
yeah,
from Iowa State. Kanu Wangu, who is a really good return man, speed guy. He's a north-south guy. There's not a lot of wiggle with him, but, man, can he run straight fast. He has played some running back, caught a few passes coming out the backfield, but his strength is as a kickoff return man. In the NFL, he's averaged 27.6 yards per kickoff return. He's brought back three, four scores. So, Kane Wangu, who was with the Vikings for the past 3 years, now is a member of the Saints. He was claimed off waivers by New Orleans, and you can see right off the bat, this may have been, again, if there's a guy with stroke in that coaching room, man, it's Darren Rizzi.
Oh, yeah.
Man, give me that fast guy, because I see what he can do. Also help you out a little bit in the running back core, and we've talked about it, a speed guy. And he is jet fast. Again, he's not a wiggle guy. He is a straight-up north-south speed guy, and that's what the Saints have in Kane Wangu.
Ooh, some of these stats are insane, Mike. Iowa State, Cyclone career, 92 kicks for 2,400 return yards. Leads the school. His career kickoff return yards are a school record and all-time third in Big 12 history. He's got it. He's got the stats to back up returning, especially with these new kickoff rules when we're going to have two guys back there.
Yeah, and that's the setup. And who do you want to kick it to, Rashid Shaheed, or you want to kick it to Wangu? Good luck either way. But again, if you're looking for a guy with speed, north-south, he's not a guy that's a lot of make-you-miss type moves. He just want to outrun you. Kanu can do that, and can do it real well. Again, not the offensive line kind of setup that we maybe thought would happen. But there's still time for that, additions.
We're on day two.
Yeah, and so, again, I have a friend of mine who's in the agent business, and I think he's got 22 clients, and of the 22, I think 14 of them are either in their first year or in their second year, and he was like, don't buy, rent, until we figure out how all this is going to shape out in the next couple weeks. On the practice squad, these were the names that were released. Kevin Austin Jr., who they picked up late. He was in the UFL at wide receiver. Ugo Amade, who has played safety. Nickel, also returned punts. Millard Bradford, the rookie safety from TCU. Jacob Cabote, the halfback from University of Louisiana.
I texted my dad about that one. He was like, good. Like, he was pumped.
You can see he's got some talent.
That performance.
Let's hope he can
really
stay
good.
Healthy.
I'm praying for that. RB core, hope they can stay healthy, yeah. But I'm glad to have him back.
Kicker, Charlie Smith. And we wondered a little bit about that. Would somebody take a chance on him? because, man, he's shown he can kick it. Now, somewhere within the next year to 15 months, he's going to be kicking in the NFL. He's got that type of talent.
He does. Teams didn't really get to see that much. We did, often at practice, a little bit in a game. I think he had, one kick all preseason in a game. It was that first game, I believe. He didn't play in the third game. We wanted him to. He had a groin injury. So, you know, many teams didn't really have a lot of film, and they had word of mouth to go off of. They didn't have anything else, and word of mouth can do a lot for you, especially if you're kicking, 60-yarders with ease. But, you know, it's not going to hurt to keep him, especially since he's on that the international spot, so he's not really going to count against us.
Yeah, you get an extra spot.
For free.
For that. Josiah Isram, the offensive tackle, who was the only draft choice that was released, he's brought back to the practice squad. Shane Lemieux,
yep.
The veteran offensive guard, who they gave some work at center, but, ooh, man, it was shaky with him with the snaps. Kyle Urgel, we talked about, and he – never forget, he comes in for the interview, and he was one of the top linemen that I thought would get picked and ended up being a free agent. And he really played well. And he was running with the ones at one time at the guard position.
I remember that.
He's back on the team. Linebacker Isaiah Stahlberg returns to the team on the practice squad. Equanimeous St. Brown, mm-hmm. that wide receiver, returns. Jonathan Abram returns, and Jonathan's used to this. This happened to him a couple of times last year.
Yep.
He got put back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I think they ran out of a designations for him, so he stayed on the squad. Michael Jacobson, the former high school and college basketball star trying to become mm-hmm. a tight end in the NFL. Kendall Vickers, who had originally made the 52, a defensive tackle. Now he's on the practice squad. Kalik Hudson, the veteran linebacker, he's also back on the practice squad along with Mason Fairchild, who was sort of a bit of a late pickup for the team.
Yeah.
And he is on the practice squad. So along with the additions of Kanae Wangu, off waivers, and the trade for Ridgeway, you have the practice squad set up. And again, that will be fluid across the board. And more moves are going to come here. But these are the original ones some 24 hours after we got the cut down to the 53-man squad. When we come back, we'll have on with us Deuce McAllister, the Saints radio color analyst, talk to us about the Saints' moves and possible other moves they may make right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.